Bitcoin devs call Paul Storz's eCash fork a hazardous airdrop. Bitcoin developers are publicly warning holders against an upcoming eCash fork associated with researcher Paul Storz, with CoinDesk reporting the claim mechanics as hazardous on May 2, 2026. The warning lands while BTC trades at $78,469 as of May 2, 2026. Little changed on the day, with the crypto fear and greed index at 45. The framing matters more than any short-term price move. A fork that dangles free coins at every Bitcoin holder is a familiar shape, and it has a track record of dragging users into mistakes that lose them more than the airdrop is worth. What developers are flagging: the core complaint is not that Stork launched a chain. Bitcoin has had forks before. Bitcoin Cash, Bitcoin SV, eCash, XEC, and a long tail of less remembered ones. The complaint is what holders are asked to do to claim the new tokens. Bitcoin fork airdrops typically work by snapshotting balances at a block height, then issuing equivalent units on the new chain. To move those units, the holder must produce a signature with the private key that controlled the snapshotted address. That step is where the risk concentrates. Any scam that can convince a holder to claim a fork on a malicious site or with an unfamiliar wallet effectively gets a hot key pointed at their main BTC stash. CoinDesk reporting characterizes the warning as broad and coming from inside the developer community rather than from an exchange or compliance office. That distinction shapes the response. It is not a market call, it is a custody warning. Why fork airdrops keep producing the same incidents? The mechanics that make fork claims dangerous are not new. Three patterns recur across Bitcoin Cash, BSV, BCD, BTG, and similar events. The first is fake claim portals. Within hours of any high-profile Bitcoin fork, lookalike domains appear that ask for a seed phrase or WIF private key to sweep the airdropped balance. Holders who were perfectly disciplined with their BTC routinely paste keys into these sites because the airdrop changed the prompt, not the threat model. The second is replay attacks. If the new chain does not implement strict replay protection, a transaction broadcast on one chain can also be valid on the other. Users have lost their original BTC by trying to spend the forked coins because they did not realize the same signature moved both balances. The third is wallet pressure. Holders who keep BTC in cold storage or hardware wallets often find that claiming requires an unfamiliar tool, sometimes one that asks them to export keys in a format the cold setup was designed never to expose. Even when a claim is technically possible, the operational cost of doing it safely usually exceeds the dollar value of the airdrop. What this means for self-custodied holders: for most Bitcoin holders, the prudent default is to do nothing immediately. The airdrop is not going anywhere. If the new chain has lasting market value, claim tools will mature, hardware wallet vendors will publish guidance, and exchanges that handle the credit will surface clear instructions over a period of weeks. A few practical guardrails apply regardless of how the eCash fork plays out. Treat any site asking for a seed phrase or raw private key as hostile, even if the URL looks correct. If you must claim, move your BTC to a fresh address first, then claim from the now empty old address. The forked balance follows the snapshot, not the live wallet. Check whether the fork chain has explicit replay protection before broadcasting any transaction. Watch the response from major hardware wallet vendors and self-custody options before deciding whether to interact at all. For holders using custodial setups linked to exchanges or cards, the call belongs to the issuer. Most Bitcoin forks since 2017 have either been credited automatically by larger custodians or quietly ignored, with disclosures explaining why. Expect a similar split here, where Stork fits Paul Stork is best known for years of work on drivechain and eCash-style proposals around Bitcoin, advocating for sidechain-like extensions rather than monolithic protocol changes. That history is part of why the current warning is sharp. The objection from peers is not that he is unfamiliar. It is that they consider this specific airdrop pattern unsafe for non-technical holders, regardless of the chain's design intent. CoinDesk's piece does not suggest the fork is a scam in the obvious sense. The argument is narrower. The cost of an average user attempting to claim weighed against the realistic post-launch value of the new units, comes out negative once predictable phishing and replay losses are priced in.